On May 6, 2023, the first coronation in 70 years in the British monarchy will take place when King Charles III and Queen Camilla are crowned, marking their formal investiture at Westminster Abbey, the setting for coronation since 1066. Charles Philip Arthur George was born November 14, 1948 in Buckingham Palace. He was the first heir apparent to go to school instead of being educated by private tutors. He was invested as Prince of Wales in a ceremony on July 1, 1969 at Carnarvon Castle in North Wales, and became King and Sovereign of Canada on the passing of Queen Elizabeth II on September 8, 2022. His coronation will be attended by 2,000 guests that will include foreign heads of state, dignitaries, and people whose invitations recognize their charity work. The King and Queen will each have four pages of honour, some of whom are grandchildren, including Prince George, second in line to the British throne. The service will include 12 new compositions commissioned to reflect the King's love of music. During the religious ceremony, the 360-year-old St. Edward's crown will be placed on the King's head, while Camilla will be crowned with one worn by Queen Mary. The anointing. Prior to the crowning, the Archbishop of Canterbury will anoint the monarchs with holy oil created from olive groves on the Mount of Olives and perfumed with orange flowers, roses, jasmine and cinnamon. The oil was consecrated at a service in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, the first time this has been done. The anointing is noted as the most private and holy moment of the event, with origins going back to King Solomon. At the coronation in 1953, four Knights of the Garter placed a canopy around Queen Elizabeth II to shield the anointing from view. At that time, symbols of status such as robes and jewelry were removed and she wore a simple white garment as she sat on St. Edward's chair, the coronation chair built in 1300, and used by every sovereign since 1626. For the anointing, the Archbishop is handed the oil in a solid gold chalice, and using the 12th-century coronation spoon, which is the oldest object in use at coronations, anoints the monarch's head, hands and chest with the words, "Be this, thy head anointed with holy oil, as kings and prophet were anointed. And as Solomon was anointed by Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet, so be you anointed, blessed and consecrated king, queen over the peoples, whom the Lord thy God had given thee to rule and govern." These words were part of the service that descended directly from King Edgar in 973, and have been used in coronations since. In addition to the crown, orb and scepter received during the ceremony, the coronation ring, known as the Wedding Ring of England, is placed on the monarch's fourth finger of their right hand. It has been worn by every monarch since King William IV except for Queen Victoria, who had to have another ring created because her fingers were so small. The coronation ceremony has remained largely unchanged and is notable for its pageantry and religious significance, as well as commitment to tradition. But there are some traditions that may be less widely known, including an invitation to the monarch to stay in the Palace of Westminster the night before the investiture. Unusual tradition. Speaker of the House of Commons, Sir Lindsay Hoyle, sent a letter to Charles saying the special bed sits ready for use if he so chooses. It is part of a provision put in place for unpopular monarchs of days past, since this was the nearest point to the abbey and a short distance to travel to their coronation. The last monarch to accept the invitation was George IV. Charles and Camilla will depart for Westminster Abbey from Buckingham Palace in the Diamond Jubilee stagecoach. Following the ceremony, they will return in the 8-horse-drawn gold stagecoach that was commissioned in 1760. The use of two different coaches is perhaps best explained by previous monarchs who said the gold stagecoach is decidedly uncomfortable. King William IV likened it to tossing in a rough sea, while Queen Victoria described its distressing oscillation. Queen Elizabeth II said the coach was not meant for traveling at all. Charles and Camilla will arrive in a more modern coach and return in the historic one, although for a far shorter processional than the route in 1953. Perhaps new cushions made by the royal household upholsterer will help the journey be a bit more comfortable. The monarchs will be joined by a ceremonial processional including armed forces from the United Kingdom and across the Commonwealth. An appearance on the balcony of Buckingham Palace by the King and Queen and members of the royal family will conclude the formal events of the day. Coronation emblems. The official coronation emblem was revealed in February and features flora of the four nations of the United Kingdom. The Rose of England, the Thistle of Scotland, the Daffodil of Wales and the Shamrock of Northern Ireland. The Canadian emblem, designed by Kathy Bursey Saborin, is comprised of shapes and images conveying Canada's 13 provinces and territories, Indigenous peoples, as well as the royal monogram and the royal crown. Charles has visited Canada 18 times and is King of the United Kingdom and 14 other Commonwealth realms, including Canada. Some federal buildings in Canada's capital region will be lit in emerald green on May 6 and 7 to mark the coronation. Events rounding out the weekend include a concert at Windsor Castle, the Big Lunch bringing communities together to share food and fun, and the Big Help Out which will highlight the impact of volunteering. The Government of the United Kingdom pays for the expenses related to the coronation in what is being described as a deliberately scaled-down event compared to 1953 when 8,251 guests were in attendance. It is part of the overall vision King Charles III has for a slimmed-down monarchy and fewer working royals. Following in the footsteps of Britain's longest-reigning monarch, the new king and queen will be taking part in a ceremony deeply rooted in history while at the same time charting a course for the crown to enter a new era.